The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One morning last year, my husband heard me singing along to Waylon Jennings' song, The Wurlitzer Prize. I would sing it for you now, but I truly cannot carry a tune. So here's Mr. Jennings himself.
I'm not here to forget you. I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you.
Okay, I hear it now. He is very clearly saying, I don't want to get over you. But until that morning, when my husband pointed out my mistake, I was certain the song went, I don't want to get older. In the real version, the song is about heartbreak, about not wanting to let go of a love that's run its course. But my version of the song must be about not wanting to let go of my old, or rather, my younger self. I think we all have a mental image of ourselves that's rooted in a certain age. I'm almost 50, but in my head, I'm still the 35-year-old me. That means that unless I am actively working to remain faithful to reality, the involuntary mental image I carry of myself is out of date by more than a decade. Why? Well, maybe that's the age when my own life started to make sense to me, when I began to feel sure of myself and at home in the world. I think that's part of why today's poem, The View, by Tim Siebels, makes familiar sense to me. I understand how the speaker can be shocked by the sight of himself, feeling instead like he has locked eyes with an old man, a stranger. But Siebels' poem steps back to take in the wider view. It's not only looking at the speaker as he ages. It also seems to be considering what age has done to the culture that the speaker belongs to. The View by Tim Siebels. As if I'd been stolen from myself. As if myself had somehow been subtracted and I was left with this worried, balding man. I watch him, getting under my shirts, into my skin. Is it time? His eyes from the glass look almost happy, almost past me, as if I were blocking the view, as if my life had been recast, and it was just a matter of days until he shoved me aside, until I took my big ideas and left. And maybe this is what you all have tried to tell me with your sympathetic grins and plans to save for the future. Is it time that does this? Or is it money? The way we wilt into its arms like sad children hoping to be held for a while? So soon. This seems so soon. I remember the seed in my blood the words alive, how love raised a fist. Ah, Angela. Ah, SDS. Ah, Freedom Riders. Oh, revolution, never televised. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.